You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning, everybody. How about the enhancements that you just saw? So that introduction that I just did, that I placed into the podcast, and the cool little graphic introduction that I just put onto the YouTube channel. So I'm growing, I'm learning. It's just an amazing time, and I'm really happy that people are really responsive and understanding and are enjoying the podcast and the videos and the blog and everything, because if you weren't enjoying it, I think there would be a level of not really executing the way that I would like to be able to execute and be able to do the things that I'd love to be able to do on this thing. Although, to be honest with you, 90% of what we're doing here, or what I'm doing on the podcast and on the blogs or whatever, is for myself as I'm reflecting. So it's like a journal, right? So when we look at the fact that it's journaling or it's some sort of record of me to be able to jot down and keep focused on the things that I need to focus on, I think that it really helps me to stay on track and really move forward in this health journey along with my professional journey. And then if it helps people along the way, it's really awesome. So I'm very appreciative already of some of the folks that have already left some feedback on the iTunes podcast and left some really kind words that are on there. But as we're going, we're growing. As we're moving along, this thing is starting to evolve. It's starting to take footing in the ground to be able to do some pretty great things that are out there. And I also appreciate all of your responses and emails through the request that I had already through the Bropocalypse, where people could send in emails with questions that they're looking to have answered or something that they want to find out about some of the folks that are coming over to the Bropocalypse 2017 in early August. So with all that being said, with all the adjustments being made and all the great things that we're doing that I feel are pretty exciting and I'm really jazzed about everything that we're doing, today is June 23rd. It's a Sunday. And it's a day that normally people are spending with their families, spending out doing some yard work, going to church, all the different things that happen on Sundays. And I just wanted to send out a podcast today because I feel like it's important that we discuss a topic called soul food, right? Emotional deposits. So I posted it on the WordPress or on the coffeetalk.blog. And I wrote it this morning, and then I also posted it over on Connect, and it'll be posted on NFLN. Also, is about emotional deposits. It's about making deposits into the heart rather than always pulling from and withdrawing out of the heart. You know, we're on this journey, we're always trying to be able to do great things. We're always trying to achieve our best or have a job that's going to make us some money to support our families or do whatever it takes for us to be able to be successful and just fight, right? And we keep moving forward. And what that does is it takes a toll on you and you start to get tired or exhausted or things start to happen where you're looking at yourself going, okay, so I don't know which way is up right now. I just continue to push forward. I'm continuing to track my foods. I'm continuing to get my workouts in, go to the gym all the time. I don't really have a lot of time to spend with my family. I'm working. All the things that we do. And we all know we've all been there and probably are currently there where we feel like everything is going on around us and we don't really know which way is up. So the topic for today is emotional deposits. And I'll tell you why. Yesterday, I had the opportunity and privilege to be able to go with a local group that I work with by myself with this group. There was like maybe 9 of us or 10 of us. And we got on these 2 little skiff boats down there on the coast in Portland. And we took about a 45-minute boat ride out to an island. It was called Jewel Island out in the outer coast of Maine. So basically, if you stood on the beach, you would look out into the Atlantic Ocean and all you would see is just water. That's all you would see. The Casco Bay, a little lighthouse in the middle of the water, and it would just be for days endless water that's outside there. And it's one of these little spots that people go to go camping, and the only way you can get out there is by boat. So they take their little boats out there, and they go do their things, and they go and set up camp, tents, all whatever use that they're doing, their sleeping bags, and they're all, you know, bring their family and everything else. Well, what happens a lot of times out there is people party hard, and there's a rule out there for the most part in the state of Maine that if whatever you bring in, you got to take out. If you don't take out what you bring in, then you're partying hard and you're leaving debris and you're breaking brush and you're not really doing the things that you should be doing, especially in some of the historical aspects of what the island possesses, such as World War II artifacts and some towers that the soldiers used to go up into to put their machine guns out to be on the watchtower to watch over the bay as they're looking for or expecting U-boats and whatever else to be coming in. And there's a lot of history there. So we went out there and we set up camp and we had two teams. One team was going through all the trails and they were going through doing cleaning back brush and they were picking up garbage in some of the campsites and just, you know, picking up and really kind of investing in that level along with some of the outhouses that were there. We had some signage that we put on there for cleanup wise and just some things that we wanted to do. We worked through a company called the Maine Trail Association. So it really helped out for us to be able to have a focus around what we wanted to do with the island aspect of it. And then the other group, which was a part that I was a part of, we went on the beach, which was right on the outskirts of the ocean. And so as you can tell, as the tides come in, it brings in all the debris from the ocean. So all along the waters, you'll see the lobster traps, you'll see all the, you know, crab fishermen and whatever else that's there. All the little boats are all along the water. So what happens is as that tide rolls in, it starts to bring in all the garbage. So the buoys and the lobster traps and everything, and hundreds and hundreds of water bottles, plastic water bottles, just laying all over the beach. Because it's not really an area where a lot of people go to, but it also degrades and beats up our environment. So we went over there and we were focused on putting all the garbage in and we picked it all up and it was it was pretty cool and it was out in the sun and it labor intensive and we were exhausted and whatever else. But we did it and we got in the skiffs and floated all the way back to Portland and I went home for the evening. So as I got home, I thought to myself, man, what a day. Labor intensive. I'm exhausted. I'm beaten down by the sun. I was beat. And I thought to myself, on one hand, I look at it as being a day that I got a lot of fit points in and really kind of worked hard at getting some exercise and I was giving back to the community. But then I started to think to myself, I feel so good about what was going on. I feel so good about the investment that I made, not only in others, but in myself. And I was feeling like my heart was full, almost like I had eaten a really good meal. And I was content. I thought to myself, how often am I really doing that? How often am I feeling content with the things that I'm doing? Because I don't think it's as often as it should be. I don't think I am making deposits in as much as I am taking withdrawals out. Because think about it. We're working hard. We're grinding to the grindstone. And we keep on moving forward to do the best that we can at our jobs, to do the best that we can at whatever we're doing every single day in the grind. Not the feel good stuff, but the stuff that we're trying to be able to move forward with, right? The calendar appointments, the schedules, the football games, the work, daycare, all the other things that we're trying to get through every single day. We are withdrawing all the time with those because it's so much stress that we're adding to our lives that we're putting into. We're withdrawing all the time with everything that we're doing. So, for instance, what about the stress that we might put on ourselves when we're prepping for the week? We might prep our meals for the whole entire week, or we might schedule out all of our workouts and whatever else for the whole entire week. But guess what? Those are great things to be able to map it out, and those are health-related, and those are body-related, and those are ones that we do have to invest in ourselves, and absolutely, they're so important, and that's part of the journey of why we're here, is because we have to be focused on the health aspect of it, and if we're not healthy, our bodies aren't healthy, it won't necessarily let our minds and our hearts be healthy as well. But how often are we scheduling out along with all of those other appointments that we're working with? How often are you and we scheduling out a massage? How often are you booking the fact that you should, as a mom of three kids, should go upstairs, close the door, and run a bubble bath for yourself? How often are we doing that? How often are we investing in the small little things that we enjoy and the things that we, you know, need to do for ourselves to recharge our batteries? I talked about it before about vacations is recharging batteries. Yes, absolutely. And we should be thinking about daily recharges. But how often are you investing in your heart, eating the soul food that you should be doing as a person, as a human? Because if we feel good about what's going on and our heart is full, and we feel like we're investing in others along with ourselves, and we're really in a good spot with that, anything else we can take on no matter what. We can do whatever it takes for us to be able to achieve the goals that we're really looking for. So it's almost like checks and balances. As you're looking and you do a checkbook, right? And you write out checks for whatever reasons, for, you know, all the things and goods and services that you're looking to be able to obtain or do. If you overwrite your checkbook, guess what happens? Your bank account is now in the negative, and you're in a pretty bad spot. It's the same exact thing. If you are pulling out all the time, all the withdrawals from your emotional side of it, and all you're doing is hitting the grindstone and working all the time, and you're not investing in the heart side of it, you're going to become overdrawn. I know, because I've been there. I've been in the place where it feels like the world is crumbling all around me because all I'm doing is I'm grinding every single day. And it took a toll on my relationship and took a toll on my family. So think about that today. Are you just grinding? Are you just out there working? Going through the motions, cycling through? I know we need consistency in our lives a lot of times, especially myself as a food addict, that I need to make consistency because I know if I start to slide or stray, I tend to eat and eat things that I shouldn't eat. But are you investing in yourself to make sure that you then can achieve all the goals that you want to achieve outside of it, and then also investing in others? So think of it that way. Are you making more withdrawals than you are deposits when it comes to the emotional and the heart side of the journey that you're on? Because I know I have to ask myself that. I have to do mind checks. I have to do, even if it's just a time of meditation that I can close the door in the middle of a day where I'm going through meetings and I'm traveling and I'm on the road and I'm talking to owners that or talking to business people that are just stressing me out, and then I'm pissed off at the end of the day. I need to, throughout the day, take those moments, because what happens is if I'm spent the whole entire day and I'm grinding and I'm going through everything all day long, what happens? I get all the way home and then my family loves me and they're open arms with me and they want to see me and they're coming up to me giving me hugs, and I'm not in the mood for it because I'm spent, and I can't be that way. Because I need to make sure that throughout the day, I'm taking those moments of just going through that mind work. I know I'm in the grind, but guess what? I'm going to relax for a moment and breathe it in. I'm going to take this moment to be able to say, okay, so why am I doing this? I'm doing this for my family. And here's some things that I can do with meditation or some relaxation methods or things like that. And that's me. It's not everybody. It doesn't work for everybody. But finding those moments to be able to invest in yourself, in your emotional journey, is really important, and you really should look at that. So with all that being said, today I feel great. I feel like I'm fulfilled because I just helped the environment. I helped the state of Maine, which I love tremendously. I was able to give back, volunteered some hours, go get some physical activity doing it, and I just feel good about the whole entire situation. So that's a good thing. And today, I feel like I'm more fulfilled and I can do more today because I've now invested in my heart, eaten some soul food. I've done things that I needed to do to make sure that I can calibrate myself and make sure that I'm on the right path for the right journey. So I want everybody to have a great day today. It is the 23rd. It's almost through the month of July, where we are over halfway through the year already. I know a lot of people are suffering from a lot of heat that's out there, stay safe out there as you're getting your exercise in and you're going out and getting your steps in, because I know that dehydration is one of the biggest things that I run into that I shouldn't do as often as I do, but I need to bring water and those kind of things. So stay safe out there. And everybody, I appreciate all of you, and let's go make it happen.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.